to the money flow, because this is where the rubber meets the road. On August 3rd, they actually stipulate through WhatsApp text messages the exact stipulations of the deal. On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC Infrastructure. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record a portion of the bank statement for the time period August 3rd of 2017 to August 31, 2017, stipulating $100,000 going from CEFC into the bank account of Hunter Biden through Owasco PC.
Without objection, so ordered.
On August 8th, 4 days later, $5 million is then transferred from the Northern International Capital account of $5 million to Hudson West III. Hudson West III is a bank account controlled by Hunter Biden and Mr. Gon Wang, a.k.a. Kevin Dong, who is a CEFC associate. That money comes from the Northern International Capital a bank account that is tied to the CCP. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record the bank statement demonstrating that transfer.
Without objection, so ordered.
Okay, moving on. On August 8th, the same time period, there is a wire transfer of $400,000 to Owasco PC from the Hudson West III bank account. That $400,000, Mr. Chairman, I have the transfer records in the bank accounts from the August time period. I want to submit that for the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
Now, here's where the fun stuff comes in, everybody, and I got a minute to do it, so we're going to get this done. On August 14th, there is $150,000 that is transferred from Owasco PC, which is controlled by Hunter Biden, to Lion Hall Group, which is controlled by James Biden. I have the records here, Mr. Chairman, of the $150,000 that has gone to Lion Hall Group from Owasco PC. I want to submit that for the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
On August 28th, and I believe we have a screenshot for everybody in the room. On August 28th, Mr. Chairman, we have the withdrawal ticket from Lion Hall Group that is signed by Sarah Biden, who is the wife of Jim Biden, for $50,000 to withdraw from Lion Hall Group. I want to submit that withdrawal receipt for the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
On September 3rd, on August 28th, actually, Mr. Chairman, we have the deposit reference into Sarah Jones Biden's account on the same day she withdrew it from Lion Hall. I want to submit
without
that.
Without objection, to ordered.
Last document. On September 3rd, 2007, from Sarah Biden's own personal account, there is a check that is written to Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., the President of the United States today, for $40,000, signed loan repayment. A loan repayment, by the way, that Joe Biden's own personal accountant, Mr. Eric Schwerin, has no record for. I want to submit that for the record, Mr. Chairman.
Without objection, so ordered.
To the members of the committee, it is clear that the source of this money came from CEFC. And at CEFC is a company that is directly linked to the CCP and actually the chairman of the CCP, the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, Chairman Xi Jinping. With that, I yield.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Here's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Thursday, 21 March in the year of our Lord, 2024. A day of work, as we kicked off with Don Jr. and Chip Roy. Kurt Olson a few minutes ago about the Supreme Court filing. Now we get down to the even more the nitty-gritty. I've brought in two of the people I respect the most in both their work ethic and getting down to the bottom of things, and also their brilliance. Natalie Winters, executive editor of The War Room, and Matt Boyle, national political editor from Breitbart News, who's just had an incredible series of interviews with President Trump. So, Natalie, you've spent the last couple of years of your life drilling down on all things CCP. And we had moments, and that's why I wanted to play Byron Donalds. We played a little bit last night of it. That's bringing the receipts. Overall, your assessment of yesterday, from an investigative point of view, from bringing receipts to hammering it into keeping the Democrats at bay, ma'am.
Well, look, I think Republicans are playing for talking points and viral Twitter clips, and Democrats are playing for keeps. And by playing for keeps, I mean playing to really destroy this country. That's what we've seen the Biden regime pretty intent, pretty hell-bent on doing. And I think, unfortunately, the messaging, the route that the Republicans are going just really isn't that effective. Now, to say if it's a result of intentional malice or incompetence, I don't necessarily know, but I just think it's sort of an ADD, ADHD way that they're trying to get the Biden crime family story across, and they're doing a very great disservice to what may be one of the greatest political scandals in modern American history. And I think why you see such an inability for Republicans to message why what Hunter Biden was doing, not just in China, but in Ukraine, in Iraq, really across the entire globe, why it matters. The effects were not just limited, right, to the Biden family, to their dozens of shell companies making millions of dollars. We continue to see direct ramifications of the countries that Hunter Biden entangled himself with the type of policies, the America Last policies that the Biden regime is pursuing to this day. And I think when it gets sort of difficult, right, when you get caught in the weeds, you know, you always say whenever you have Rudy Giuliani on the show, you know, don't give us all the Ukrainian names. It's hard. It's so hard to follow. That's sort of the point, right? Not just are we up against the deep state, but we're up against a very, very complex and complicated web, not just of countries, but of individuals and entities and shady bank accounts. But I think where Republicans continue to fail on the messaging aspect is they fail to really bring the Hunter Biden story to its conclusion, which is the policies that we're seeing played out by the Biden regime now, whether it's the fact that they pursued business deals with Burisma in Ukraine, and you see the Ukraine war happening, whether it's Iplata, a story that's rarely mentioned by congressional Republicans, how Hunter Biden was invested in firms that are quite literally profiting off of illegal immigration into the United States in the form of remittances, or the fact that de-dollarization, when you see these Chinese energy companies inking deals in yuan, they're always typically done under the auspices of Sinopec, which is a firm that enjoyed, I believe it was $1.5 billion in investment from Hunter Biden and BHR Partners. And to really drive the point home, I'm sure the audience remembers when it was revealed that the Biden regime basically had a secret back channel with Chinese Communist Party diplomats last year, where they basically gave them knowledge, former knowledge, that we were going to release our strategic petroleum reserves. The American people didn't know that, but they made sure that their Chinese paymasters did. Do you know who Jennifer Granholm was on the phone with? The former board director and senior vice president at Sinopec, who also oversaw the China National Petroleum Council, which was deeply in bed and deeply tied to CEFC China Energy. So my point here is that Republicans are selling themselves short when they make it about just about the bank accounts and the wire transfers. And, you know, this one $50,000 check. This is a whole of government, a whole of society influence operation that the Chinese Communist Party perpetrated. And my last point, Steve, is that I also think Republicans have failed to really drill down the point, which is something that I've dedicated my life to, but is the concept that Chinese Communist Party influence operations are not a happy accident, right? They didn't just find Hunter Biden because they thought he was going to be a great consultant or they really liked BHR Partners, the deals that they were structuring. This is a complex, very calculated political warfare operation that has touched, frankly, all of Washington, D.C., but I think that they should bring in experts, not just who are familiar with the Biden crime family because they were involved in the transactions, but people who can articulate to the American people what we do on this show every day, which is that there are multi-billion dollar political warfare operations that are emanating out of Beijing that are designed to capture the Achilles heel of American politics, people like Hunter Biden. And I think you just see a fundamental missing of the forest for the trees, and encapsulated best by the fact that Republicans can't even take the time to sit through the entire hearing. They're too busy just trying to get their talking point, standing up and leaving. Meanwhile, Democrats are there the whole entire time, just like they were for all the impeachments of Donald Trump, because they're serious and they play for keeps. Democrats are just concerned with getting a viral Twitter clip and keeping their position in leadership.
Natalie, where do people go to get more information about your investigations, everything you've done, social media, all of it? Because, I mean, we could sit here and make recommendations But this is extremely disappointing. And here's why it's disappointing. It shows you not just the individuals. It's the way the Republicans go about things. It's not with a level of serious. The Democrats are demons trying to destroy this country. But they hit and they hit hard and they hit relentless and they keep hitting. And the Republicans are just too soft. They're too gooberish. It's now you're playing for the highest stakes for the control of the most powerful nation in the history of the earth. And let's be blunt. Just one side in its DNA is not up to the task. Natalie, where do people go?
Yeah, calling the Chinese Communist Party a competitor is certainly not enough. You can follow me at Natalie G. Winters on all social media platforms. Go to warroom.org. Sign up for the newsletter.
Fantastic. Great work. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Matt Boyle, we've got two issues before us, a bunch of issues. I want to talk about President Trump in the interviews in a second, but you've been at this for a long time, and you've seen the rot in the system. We've had put forward last night, a complete and total surrender on spending, and people are saying, well, we only control 1/9 or 1/50 of the government, and Trump's going to get back in, and he'll save us. So we got that fiasco, coupled with, quite frankly, just an embarrassment yesterday as the Democrats rolled the Republicans when we actually have the receipts. And listen to Natalie. We've got the narrative. we've got the righteous cause. We've got the receipts. We've got all of it. And yesterday it gets blown up. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, look, the Republicans have brought like a Nerf football to a gunfight, right? Like the Democrats are playing for bloody war and the Republicans are playing Nerf football in the backyard, right? Like they're not fighting like the country is on the line. And frankly, I think that the big thing that drives a lot of this failure from the Republican establishment, and I don't necessarily think that the vast majority, some of them are, but the vast majority of them are decent people who just don't know how to fight. And they get taken advantage of by the system in Washington. And that system, I think the biggest thing that the Republicans could do if they want to get this impeachment inquiry done right is they should do every Republican involved in it. So that means every member of the Judiciary Committee and every member of the Oversight Committee and the Weaponization Committee, et cetera, all and the House Republican leadership should do a 90-day moratorium on Fox News Channel interviews. Right. They should no longer go on that channel. And the reason why is because all they're doing is they're just doing this for these little 30-second, 60-second clips that they can then go send around to their fundraisers to make it look like they're doing something on social media rather than actually drilling down and doing something. Because as you laid out there, I mean, with Congressman Donald's laid it out in that excellent clip there, they've got the evidence, right? Like, we know money made it from the Chinese into Joe Biden's bank account, right? Like, there's a check with Joe Biden's name on it, right? Like, why is that not front page news everywhere? It's because the media infrastructure among Republicans is there's a perverse incentive for these like 30 second, 60 second little clips that they get when they go on Sean Hannity's program. Again, there's decent people that work there at Fox News. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say they're bad people. I'm just saying the system is screwed up. So I think that what should happen here is there should be a 90-day moratorium on Fox News Channel interviews among everybody involved, among House Republicans in the impeachment inquiry. And until such time as they do that, and then what they need to do is spend that 90 days when they're not doing wasted time on Fox News interviews. They need to spend that time learning what the Democrats did to President Trump and then replicating that tactic back at them. Because with Trump, it was fake. With Biden, it's real. And we actually have the evidence. They need to learn how to weaponize the release of facts. They need to learn how to fight the information war that is happening right now rather than, you know, playing bubble guns in the backyard, right? Like the Republicans are just not here to play keeps, and the Democrats are. Did you see AOC yesterday? I mean, she was right up in their grill. Despite all of these facts, which are overwhelming against Joe Biden, she brings in the heat and does a heck of a job defending him on defending the Bidens from the House Republicans and trying to disrupt the entire process here. So the Republicans have a slim majority. I understand that things are tight, but they need to learn how to fight fire with fire.
I love it. Nerf football to a gunfight. Hang on. We're going to take a short break. Matt Boyle, national political editor at Breitbart News, next. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
The fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business deal.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You
specifically.
You ask me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption statutes.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged?
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Sir, please
name the exact statute under RICO.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That
I
went to law school.
You can be damn sure they would have called the vote by now, right? But they want it to go on. They either want it to go on because they don't have the evidence.
Are you asking me a question?
Oh, no, I'm just looking at you.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to talk to me, we can talk.
Well, no, I think you haven't read recent data that shows American people are well aware of the Biden's corruption.
Perfect. So then ask the chairman why he hasn't called for impeachment, Tony. He's right here. Ask Comer. Hey, Comer, how come you haven't called for impeachment? I'll do it. Watch. Hi, I'm Tony. Hey, chairman, how come you haven't called for impeachment? When are we going to have the hearing? When is the vote going to happen? I mean, you believe it. He believes it. He says it every day on TV. I just don't know when we're going to have the vote. I just like looking at you. Yeah. We can save the taxpayers millions of dollars. So, I mean, look, I used all of my time to show that this vote is never going to happen because they have no evidence on Joe Biden. I yield back.
Matt Boyle, put it in perspective. You cover this for a living. You've done it for a long time. What does yesterday show us?
Like the Democrats are in it for keeps, and the Republicans are in it for Sean Hannity 1-minute clips, right? Like, I mean, it's really that simple, right? Like, so until such time as the incentive structure changes, and that has to start from people actually wanting to do things differently among the House Republican Conference, and right now there's no reason to believe that that's the case, then this is how it's going to continue. The Democrats are going to keep crushing the Republicans on these things, even though the facts are overwhelming and the case and the evidence is clear, right? Like, so the question is, are we going to ever get to a place where Joe Biden's held accountable? Probably not, right? Like, unless they're, until Election Day, right? Like, I mean, that's going to be the ultimate place, but don't expect Congress to save us here. They're not going to.
Given the evidence that you've seen, do you think, because they're saying now, well, we can't do this, maybe we shove it off to DOJ, which won't do anything with it, because it's an election year. It's an election year. Do you believe if the evidence was presented in an actual impeachment vote and forced the Senate to go to trial, that that's a winner for the MAGA movement, a winner for America First, a winner for the Republican Party and the American people, sir?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, Joe Biden's name is on a check. You heard Congressman Donalds at the top of the hour there laying that out, right? And that was really powerful, the way he introduced each one of the checks as documents and explained what each one was. But the fact is that In addition to the actual evidence, and like people like us, I mean, if I were a member of Congress, of course I would vote to impeach Joe Biden, right? Like, I mean, the evidence is clear, but the fact is that a lot of these folks in Washington tend to do stuff on the political back and forth or whatever. And the thing is that to get to a place where you have 218 or more votes, so it's what you need in the House, a majority, to pass such a thing, there's some of those members that you're going to have to fight the political battle with, right? Like, they're not going to do it because it's the right thing to do. They're going to do it because, you know, the political fight has been fought and won one way or the other. And right now, we're not seeing that political fight from the Republican leadership or from you know, the leaders of the committee. You are seeing it from some people like Congressman Donalds, like Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, there's some of them that are fighting, right? Like, so you got to give them the credit. But we need to see that across the board from the House Republican leadership and from the committee leadership. They're just not showing that they understand that we are in a fight for the future of this nation. And they're not acting like that.
Okay, welcome back. That question was so hot to Matt Boyle, it burned down the system. We've obviously had a slight technical problem with our control room in Denver. We're rebooting all of it, going to get Matt Boyle back up. Of course, Catherine O'Neill from Meriwether Farms is also going to join us. Here's my point. The point is, you cannot wait. You cannot wait for President Trump to win. You can't wait. President Trump's going to win, right? You've got his back. We're going to force this across the goal line. President Trump's going to win, and he's going to start a second term on January 20th of 2025. But that's, what, 6-8 months from now. Right now, this is, Chip Roy said it, it's an abomination. It's a total and complete abomination and completely unsatisfactory. We need to fight today. So go to Bill Blasser, but man, the Ramparts, was it 202? Well, I'll get the number in a second. Let me pull that up. Everybody's got today to call their congressman and say simply what Chip Roy said. We will not support you on anything going forward, including your reelection, or if there's still primaries in your primary, if you vote for this. And particularly the way they're trying to do it, they're trying to rush it to the floor. Remember, they promised, the basic promise is to give 72 hours so all these bills can be reviewed. The reason they don't want to do it, they understand there's so much crap in here that you will find revolting. That will sit. You'll sit there and go, how did this get back in? How are we spending this money? Look what we're spending it on. With the southern border open, remember, the invasion does not stop. They have sent a signal to the donors. They've sent a signal to the swamp and the consultants and lobbyists that govern the imperial capital. They've sent a message to Wall Street and to big tech that we don't care about the southern border. If you care about the invasion of the country, you must say we cannot pass this. We can't have a conversation about this. You must shut down the border or you must shut down the government. We're not going to approve it, so you're going to run out of money on midnight on the 22nd. Absolutely not even a question what has to be done here. And this is even worse than we imagined. This is how much they've rolled over. Okay, short commercial break. We're going to get everything booted back up. Be back here in a moment in the war room. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
You know, last night and earlier, by the way, thank you. Had a technical problem. I think we've worked it out. Matt Boyle joins us. Both. So gold today went over 2,200. I think it's backed off a little bit. Another all-time high. Newsmax got a big story up. I'll push out. CNBC, big story, push out. But go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and team. Talk to the experts in the field. It's now time that you got to sit there and got to consider, particularly the discussion yesterday with the Fed. No rate cut now, but he promised a couple more rate cuts to the end of the year. We don't know. And remember, this budget that they passed, or they're going to try to pass this week, that we're going to stop them, because it adds so much to the deficit, another $2 trillion. Remember, that gets you over $35 trillion. We're adding $1 trillion every 100 days. It's the refinancing of one-third of that national debt every year. And Yellen's doing it short-term. She's not selling 10s and 30s. She's doing this short-term. You got to refinance that all the time. That's embedding inflation into the system that you're not going to get out of. Matt, we've won these fights before. You've been there at the tip of the spear of it. Why are we not forcing Biden? It's very simple. If you don't shut down the border, we're not going to pay for your government. You're going to have to shut it down. Why is that not happening, sir?
Well, because we don't have the numbers, right? Like, so what we need to do, I remember last week, I think we were on here talking about this, where Russ Foe was right before me, and he was laying out how there's like 80-something good guys in the House of Representatives. And I think that's right. Like, I think that number's better than it was, you know, a few years ago, even when it was just a handful of members that were on the right side of things. But we need to get stronger. We need to keep getting more members in there. But that being said, this fundamental worldview that not fighting back, even if you lose the fight in the end, right, like the policy fight at the end of the day, right, like if you have a shutdown battle, if you have a major issue fight, you win the political fight at the end of it all, right? Like, so a good example of this is the fight over Obamacare and the fight over immigration in the lead up to the 2014 midterm elections and the 2016 presidential election. As you were mentioning, there were Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and those guys and Jeff Sessions back in the Senate, and when they were fighting these fights, what we saw was the Republicans took the Senate by storm in 2014, and then they took the White House, held the Senate and the House in the 2016 elections. So what people want to see is somebody that's actually fighting, and they want to know why they're fighting, right? Like, so if you explain that and you clearly tell the American people that stuff, then what you're doing is you're offering the voters a contrast going into election day, rather than everybody on the same swamp team, right? Like, so they can see this is what we get if the Republicans win, and this is what we get if the Democrats win, right? Like, right now, they all look the same, right? Like, so every one of them is a swamp monster to the average voter out there. They're looking at it like, what's the difference between Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden? Well, there isn't one, right? Like, so what we need to do is we need to see a real contrast so the voters can see that. Now, the good news is I do think Trump offers a great contrast. So as much as it's painful that these establishment Republicans are not fighting right now in Washington, it is good news that Trump is on the ballot this year, because I think that he successfully does that even with these idiots in Washington keep doing this.
Well, let's go to your, that's your interview. I mean, you're a fighter and you interviewed a fighter. That's the power. I think I'm very fond of your interviews because I know you have a connection with President Trump. I think very few other people have. Talk to me about the interviews. One thing that's upsetting me is everybody saying, well, we got to get more seats in the House. We got to take the Senate. We need Trump back in. There's too much burden put on Trump. I mean, your interview is amazing, but they're just dumping stuff. Oh, Trump will get to it when he gets back in. We are setting the stage to make his ability to turn this economy around even harder, the ability to stop the invasion even harder, the ability to do the deportations even harder, the ability to stop the madness in the South China Sea, the Red Sea, Gaza, Ukraine, harder. Every day we're burning daylight. Sir, talk to me about your interviews, warrior to warrior.
Yeah, look, President Trump is, first off, you're right that President Trump is just one person, and the presidency is a powerful office. There's no doubt about that. It is the most powerful office on the planet. That being said, it's still one person, right? Like, so there's a lot of other people and a lot of other things that need to happen here for this movement and this vision to be successful. And that starts, again, with fighting the fights in Congress. But that being said, I think it's important to hear from the guy who held that office for 4 years and is seeking it and very likely possibly going to get back into it to see what he thinks about these major issues. So one of the things we spent a lot of time talking to President Trump about when we were with him last week was immigration, right? Like, so we really, really drilled down on immigration. We talked to him at length about his meeting with Laken Riley's family and her parents and what it was like talking to them. This has been a huge focus of Trump's campaigns, both in the lead up to the 2016 campaign and then again now here in the lead up to the 2024 campaign, where Trump met with talked with Angel families. He mentioned that this explosion that we're seeing in crimes committed by these migrants that Joe Biden has brought into the country, he says there's a new category of crime that we're facing. He calls it, quote, migrant crime, right? Biden migrant crime, actually, because of Joe Biden's being in the White House. And then in addition to that, as you were just showing the headline there, we also talked at length about the Senate immigration plan. You saw Joe Biden talk about this during the State of the Union address, where he has tried to attack Trump and Republicans in Congress and shift the blame for the border crisis to them. Joe Biden has taken more than 60 executive actions as president to open up the border, everything from getting rid of Remain in Mexico in Title 42, to fast-tracking parole and asylum, et cetera, all of that stuff combined, eliminating the deals with the Northern Triangle countries that Trump made, et cetera. 64 executive actions that Speaker Johnson and Breitbart have identified. We did a story about that back in January. What Biden's trying to do is shift the blame. He's trying to say that Trump pushing to stop this Lankford negotiated immigration deal is that Trump is trying to keep the problem bad so that he can campaign on it. Trump is saying, no, this bill would have exacerbated the problem. It would have made it worse. And he lays that out in that interview in great detail, and then also lays out kind of how he thinks that Lankford has really paid a political price for what he did. And frankly, I actually know Senator Lankford. I've interviewed him before. He's a decent guy. I just don't think and this is a really good example of the bigger problem that we're talking about here. Lankford didn't go do that on his own. Right. Mitch McConnell made him do it. Right. Like Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, told James Lankford in the middle of last year, you're going to go negotiate a deal with these Democrat people so that way we have a talking point at the beginning of this year. And Mitch McConnell also did it as trying to create a vehicle to try to jam through Ukraine aid. I think that Mitch McConnell making his members walk the plank, like what happened with Lankford, is a big part of the reason why he had to announce at the beginning of this year that he's not going to stand for a Republican leader in the Senate again at the end of this year after the election. So Mitch McConnell's paid a major price for that. But I do think that, again, we really got deep with President Trump on immigration. We also talked about Social Security. You saw the fake news out there last week trying to argue that Donald Trump wants to cut Social Security. That nothing can be further from the truth. I've talked to Trump about this repeatedly as far back as 2014, 2015, before he was even in the presidential race, then during his campaign in 2016, during his time as president, and during his time in his post-presidency here as he seeks the office again. He has made it clear that he does not want to touch Social Security. Social Security, Medicare are off the table when it comes to cuts. They will not be touched. Donald Trump has made that repeatedly clear, that if he is the president, they are off limits. And that's important because those are promises that the federal government made to people. And it's a real sharp contrast with the old guard of the establishment Republicans, the Paul Ryans, the Mitch McConnells of the world. You see the Republican Study Committee this week in the House of Representatives just released a budget that proposes Social Security cuts by raising the retirement age, right? Like, so this is a major contrast. If you want to protect Social Security, if that's your issue out there to any voter in America, and to a lot of voters it is, if you want to protect Social Security, Donald Trump winning the election is the best thing you can do, even if you're a Democrat and their issue is Social Security. And the reason why is that if Donald Trump wins the fight inside the Republican Party on this issue, and it becomes a Republican Party standard issue, where protecting Social Security and Medicare is the party platform, then it becomes impossible for the political class to go after those things. But what the globalist old guard establishment Republicans are hoping is that they can just wait out Trump and then come after it later. And they're making that clear. So again, if you want to protect Social Security, Trump winning the election over Biden is the most important thing you can do, because it will help him make that the platform of the Republican Party. It already is on the Democrat side. The Democrats say they don't want to touch Social Security. Okay, fine. But if you want to protect that stuff, and so again, getting deep on that with President Trump has been really important. We talked to him about that. We talked to him about all sorts of other things. We talked about Jimmy Kimmel, right? Like, so we have a big story about that. He got a kick out of being able to take over the Oscars. He thought that was a lot of fun. But yeah, these things are great because I think it's a really good way to kind of, you know, pull the veil back and kind of see who the guy is and really what he's thinking. And, you know, we can get a deeper sense of, you know, kind of the moves that he's making, why he's making them, why he's saying what he's saying, how he's zoning in on various issues, maybe a little bit more beyond the what you see on the rally stage.
Are there other are there other I know you go down and stay like an hour and a half. Are there other pieces that you're going to drop off this last interview?
Yeah, we're working on it. I think there'll be a few more. So we put out another one yesterday as well that goes into the demographic data. So Trump kind of explains why he thinks. So we're seeing this in polling data and in the early votes that we're seeing across the primaries on the Republican side and the Democrat side, right? So the Democrats, you're seeing all the uncommitteds with Biden, right? Like all these people saying they're not voting for Biden. But the demographic data, Trump explains why women, minority voters, Black and Hispanic voters are moving his way. And he says that it's about safety and security, right? Like, so you kind of get into why he's talking about immigration, why he's talking about migrant crime, why he's talking about the threats the national security threats that we're seeing on the world stage. Well, why is that? Because what Trump is doing is he's zoning in on the issues that are moving the needle with those voters. So you kind of get a little bit of a sense of that. So we published that one yesterday. We'll have a ton more on the way. And I know that we'll be doing this on the regular over the course of this year. And then assuming he wins the presidency, which I hope that he does in November, and I think that he has a really good chance at, hopefully during his time as president too, so we can really get a sense of what he is thinking.
Well,
and he's making the moves that he's making.
I think there's a lot of people around President Trump that hope you go in as comms director. So you're in the White House in the second term. Matt, last question. You know President as well as anybody. The last 24 hours, 48 hours have been Biden, and Raheem did a great job over National Pulse. Go check out the reporting over there of aggregating up $2 billion, basically Biden's raise from all sources. Hillary had that in 16. But right now there seems to be, and this is what Letitia James continues to hammer on, they're trying to force Trump into bankruptcy. They're trying to take all of his assets. At the same time, there is an issue with fundraising. How big a deal do you think that's going to be?
Well, look, the Democrats are always going to outraise and outgun the Republicans. That's not new, right? Like, so they're going to have Hollywood. They're going to have big tech. They're going to have big media. They're going to have the big donor class, et cetera. The Wall Street's with them. This is part of the realignment that we're seeing in politics. But as Trump demonstrated in 2016, when Hillary Clinton had all of Hollywood behind her and all of the big media and all the big donors, et cetera, we can beat them, right? Like, and we've done it before. We'll do it again, right? Like, but the question is, you know, again, we got to keep that right mindset here, going into the election where, it's a constant battle. It's a constant fight. It's no one story. It's no one tweet that's going to win this thing. It's a constant big picture fight where we have to prosecute the case for what kind of a vision of a country we want and what kind of a vision of a country they want. And if Trump can get that message out and then turn out his people, right? That was another thing we talked to President Trump about. He said he was considering, I know I talked to you about this before, going to those factories in Southwest Virginia that are currently sitting there producing nothing and laying out the case and showing the country this stuff. So if Trump can effectively use the tools that he's got, He can beat them, but I don't think you're ever going to see a scenario here where Trump, matches or beats Biden in fundraising. That's not going to happen. The donor classes with Biden and the establishment in the swamp. So Trump's just got to, use the tools that he's got effectively. And if he does that, then it turns out his people, then I think he can win this thing.
Matt, where do people go to get your reporting?
Just go to Breitbart.com. That's BREITBART.com. And to True Social, I'm on there at Real Matt Boyle on True Social.
Matt, great job. Honored to have you on here. Thanks.
You bet.
Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine." Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to Home Title Lock .com and use promo code Bannon at sign up. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at sign up. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight. 202-225-3121, Amanda the Ramparts today. You've got the information. We put up Chip Roy's tweet. There's other information out there. Under no circumstances can someone vote for this abomination. We got to force Biden to come to the table. Either shut down the border or you don't get this thing passed by, midnight on the 22nd, and then you got to negotiate. No, and I realize for some audience members who are on Twitter, we know Johnson doesn't have the ability solely to shut down the government, but he does have the ability to force, by not passing this, to force a confrontation. Just don't pass it. This thing's an abomination. It turns back everything that we've worked for. Okay, Mike Lindell is going to join us. Is Mike up? Mike, we got Mike Lindell. Mike, Kurt Olson gave a magnificent presentation today about the Fincham, Kerry Lake situation. Walk us through. We know you're the machine guy. My question was why nobody found this, but more importantly, what do you guys intend to do with this? We got a couple of minutes here. What do you intend to do with this?
Well, we can, by the way, everybody, go to LindellPlan.com. You can find out everything we're doing and help out. What we're doing, first of all, I'm gonna be doing a massive promotion of that the case is there and that people can see the evidence and see what's out there with these machines and with the decryption codes, everything that was inside it, or decryption keys. You got the Supreme Court. Now, will they accept it or not? We don't know. I know you asked Kurt, what are the odds? Well, we're in an anomaly in history, everybody. These Supreme Court justices, their fathers, their mothers, their grandchildren, they have grandchildren, they have neighbors. They're there to protect our country. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. We will take everything back to Arizona.
Hang on. I realize you're gonna go back to Arizona. Have you called the Fox guys and shared this information with Fox management? Have you called the Murdochs and say, "Hey, I found the solution. You can go get your money back"?
Oh, I will be doing that, Steve. That's number one on my list. I'm going to be doing that this week. We're doing the big push. All the media outlets, including Newsmax, by the way. I'll be reaching out to Chris Ruddy because we've got to get the word out about this. And Steve, you asked earlier in the week, you asked me about What if the Supreme Court turns it down? Is there a thing you can do in Arizona? Absolutely, we're going to be taking it back to Arizona. We can do a whole new case, actually, with this evidence for the 2024 election to completely do an injunction against these devices and these voting machines. Also, we're going to be using this information in every case in the country, including all the Lawfare lawsuits that they've got against MyPillow and everybody else out there that don't deserve these attacks by these companies. So we're gonna, this is the most explosive, shocking evidence that's come out.
So people are pushing forward. Talk to us. We've got 2 minutes. Talk to us about deals. People want to know about what's in it. What's in it for them right now? Talk to us about deals. Yeah.
Well, for all your support, everybody, MyPillow, if go to MyPillow.com/War Room or just go to the War Room Square. But we're having the biggest sale we've ever had. It's a $25 extravaganza. War Room special. This is exclusive because we're giving you free shipping on your whole order here at the War Room. And if you go there, use promo code War Room. And if you go to the website, all these square, each one, you have the MyPillow 2. There we go. The new couch pillows and recliner pillows, $25. The towel sets, six packs, $25. All the new kitchen towels came in, $25. Sandals and slides. This is a pre-sale. They're already in, but this is the spring here. $25. They're normally like $79. Those roll and go anywhere pillows with American flag and that, you get two of them for $25. Dog beds, $25. The $25 MyPillow Premium, this is what started it all. The king size, queen size, doesn't matter, $25. Beach towels, $25. It's a $25 extravaganza. Free shipping on your entire order at the War Room and at the War Room Posse. And also, we put all these other specials at mystore.com, everybody. And then you can use that promo code War Room over there, too. The 800-873-1062. I'm back in Minnesota. Fill up them phone lines. They're all downstairs. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to talk to get the feedback on how they love the War Room Posse.
I think tomorrow morning we'll get you on the factory floor. How's that sound? Mike Lindell, mypillow.com, promo code WARM. Let's tee it up to do the factory floor tomorrow. I'll talk to you after the
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. I'll
love
get
going
over there.
To the factory floor.
Yep.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Mystore.com, promo code WARM, and, of course, 800-873-1062. Make sure the operators know we're not going to let them down. Okay, one of my favorite, if not my favorite, young entrepreneur, Catherine O'Neill. Catherine was in the 16 campaign with us for President Trump. She served in the State Department under President Trump. She was in the White House under President Trump. She was on the 2020. I think she's the only person did it all, been there, done that. She knows a dogfight when she's seen it. Now she's an entrepreneur. Mary with Farm. Every time you come on here, you sell out. Tell us what we're doing. What are you selling? Yeah. Do we have any more cows? I mean, when we sent you out to Wyoming, we knew you were going to start successful. We didn't know we'd blow it out every time. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on. And, you know, listen, my priority with this company is to take care of our amazing customers. You guys have been so loyal to us. So our first priority is to take care of our customers and subscribers. So we always prioritize our inventory for you guys, but we do have some more available for pre-order. We're doing free shipping today. So get it now because it will probably be sold out by the end of the weekend. And listen, Steve, we're going to have a more steady supply coming up in the summertime. So we're going to increase our subscriptions. So if you do are interested in subscribing and locking in that monthly spot, please email us at info@meriwetherfarms.com. Have an amazing team who puts you guys first and always takes care of you guys. So, but you know, get there now because I can't guarantee, you know, that we'll have stuff for you until through this weekend.
Give me 60 seconds on the beef. What you had an idea when you went out there, you wanted to do this absolutely perfectly. Yeah. Just tell me why the beef is meeting the high standards and requirements you and your family set.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look at what's happening to Tyson Foods. I mean, they're hiring illegal immigrants and deprioritizing hardworking American workers. And so this is just the culture of these big corporations now. They don't care about us as Americans anymore. And so they don't care about the quality and the health of the animal that you're feeding. So we have a very different approach. We put Americans first. I mean, I have an incredible team of about 30 people working for us. They come up, they show up every morning, day in, day out, to make sure that you guys get the best quality product. And we don't use any hormones or antibiotics and no mRNA vaccines. And so I'm very OCD. Trust me, Steve, I'm very OCD about what I sell to you guys. So I make sure that everything is top-notch, healthy, humane, treated well, clean, everything.
Catherine, you're the best. You were a great warrior for us in the first Trump campaign, in the term, in the second campaign. You're here for us every day. Where do people go right now to make sure they get their orders in?
Yeah, absolutely. www.meriwetherfarms.com. And like I said, if you're interested in subscriptions or special orders or anything that we can help you with, please email us and my team will take care of you, because we love the War Room Posse. You guys have been great to us.
Catherine O'Neill, you're a warrior. Thank you so much. Thank you for starting this company, the Parallel
Thanks,
Economy.
Steve. Absolutely.
Remember, we believe in entrepreneurial finance. We don't believe in, what is it, state capitalism, finance capitalism. Don't believe in that. We're now moving to tech feudalism. Okay, 5 to 7 tonight, we're going to be getting in into the details of how we're going to stop this abomination, which is called this, I don't know, the budget or whatever they're trying to pass. It is absolutely a disgrace. 202-225-3121. Give them a piece of your mind right now. We'll have more information for you today. Let them know under no uncertain terms, this is unacceptable. This is not why you put them in office. The fight has to be now. You cannot put more burden on President Trump. He is fighting like I've never seen anybody fight in my entire life. They're trying to destroy him. Just like Peter Navarro, they're trying to put him in prison. They're trying to bankrupt him. Charlie Kirk is next. Poso after that. Tara Dahl, Miranda Kahn, we'll bring you back to RAV right before the War Room, 5 to 7 tonight. We'll see you then. Get in fighting mood, folks. See you then. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action. That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.